In Victoria, the Premier John Brumby says the flood clean-up could take several weeks. He's also warning there could be more floods to come, with expectations there'll be more rain in the next few weeks. In Shepparton, many families are now isolated in their homes after floodwaters reached a peak late last night. In Horsham, in the state's west, the Wimmera River is slowly rising, but it isn't expected to burst its banks. Health authorities are warning Victorians to prepare for a possible mosquito plague once the floodwaters begin to recede. Alison Caldwell reports.
A key concern for authorities has been ensuring the health and safety of residents in flood-affected areas. Floodwaters carry mud, and the potential presence of human and animal waste, pathogens including bacteria and viruses, moulds, oils and pesticides, even heavy metals and industrial waste. Then there's the possibility of mosquito-borne diseases, such as Ross River fever, with pools of stagnant water in warm conditions. Dr. John Carney is Victoria's Chief Health Officer.
You can have growth in mosquito numbers, so people need to be careful. If they see stagnant water around the home, they need to try and get rid of that.
Dr. Carney says people should stay out of floodwaters or, if need be, wear long boots and waders.
Some of the issues relate to personal safety. For example, you know, walking, wading through floodwaters runs a risk of getting cuts from broken glass and debris and so on, and the water could well be contaminated, the flood waters, so that could lead to infections, skin infections and the like. There's also the risk of drowning.
There's been some concern as well about boiling water when people can't drink tap water because it's been contaminated. What are the standards as regards boiling water? How long should it be boiled for?
1 minute of a rolling boil is quite sufficient. So what we advise people to do is, if they are at all unsure about the water supply, they should probably boil water for cooking and washing dishes and all of that. There are a few areas around the state where there have been boil water notices issued by the water authority, and clearly anyone who drinks contaminated water runs the risk of getting gastrointestinal infections.
About 500 homes have been isolated by the floodwaters in and around Shepparton in Victoria's north. Alison Overton lives in Kyalla.
There's mixed messages of isolation. We've heard that it'll only be for the next 18 hours while the rivers are up. There's other where we could be cut off for a couple of days.
In the state's west, at Horsham, floodwaters are now considered unlikely to inundate any homes. Farms won't be spared, though. Some crops will be able to cope, but some won't. SES volunteer Stephen Warren.
There are going to be a lot of crop damage around the rural areas of Horsham. I understand some crops can survive if they get out of the water within 3 days, but others will be totally lost.
For those who have been affected, the clean-up is expected to take several weeks. Just east of Horsham, Charlton was under 1.5 metres of water on Monday. Bullogue Mayor Leo Tellefson.
You would be amazed, but Charlton has actually pretty near dried up. We had people in boats rolling around in it. Today, you can drive up the main street, the water has dissipated.
So what are some of the issues that are presenting there?
There'll be insurance issues. There's even for the Shire, parts of the roads have collapsed. We've got some water pipes, etc., that have collapsed. So there is a bit of damage that's been done that's invisible until the water goes away. The next threat is this recovery period where people may, you know, may still be challenged by it. You don't know how they're affected till weeks later. Plus, you'll have the financial cost. Most of the small rural shires are not well off.
Statewide, the damage bill is expected to top $15 million.
Alison Caldwell reporting.